love the silent hours of the night. That's when my thoughts come to life. Those are the late night conversations I don't mind losing sleep over. Join me on the late nights with Just Tammy.
Welcome to the Late Nights with Just Dummy. You're welcome to today's episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Today with me is Julie Palmer, and we're going to talk about the essence and the importance of solo traveling. How is the retreat goddess doing today?
Oh, Dummy, thank you. I'm doing so well. So happy to connect with you. And I'm grateful for technology that allows us to connect from two different continents, hours apart, and that this is a vehicle for us to form beautiful relationships.
Yeah. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
So quick one. Let's dive into the questions right away, Julie.
Sure.
What is solo traveling?
Well, for some it could be something very scary, and for others it could be the greatest adventure, right?
Yeah.
And solo travel really is an opportunity for an individual to have an experience through which they could grow and transform their life. In of being a solo traveler. And most people usually think of traveling with a family member or a loved one, right?
Yeah.
And it's just incredible to know that there are beautiful possibilities for solo travel all around the world.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So what are the factors that are important to consider when choosing to travel solo?
Well, it's important to create a plan and then to know that you can be flexible.
Yeah.
There are a few things, especially around, I would say, safety first, right?
Yeah.
Because solo travelers typically find that hostels are where they can find a safe place to lay their head. And there are so many out there, and it pays to do your research, right? So that you are going to be able to stay at a reputable one. So it's important to look at the reviews, even reach out to them, have a conversation, and just to make sure. Also, when it comes to transportation, right, beyond a flight, what comes next, right?
Yeah.
Knowing in advance how you're going to leave the airport and get to whatever destination is first on your list, right?
Yes.
Is it public transportation, right? Is it something else that you need to hire, right? Is it something like a cab that you would have to hail from the curb, right? Doing the research ahead of time will make sure that you're never stuck and having to figure something out, right? And it's also important to have multiple copies of your travel documents kept in a few different spaces and places, right, on you, in your luggage, maybe in your pocket, in some zipper pouch or something like that that you carry at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important to know how to contact the local U.S. embassy. I'm speaking right as a solo traveler coming from the United States, right, what I would have to do. But for anybody, it's where is your embassy in the place where you're traveling?
Okay.
And make sure you know how to contact them in case of an emergency, right? And we only have to look over the last 18 months to know that people were solo traveling when the world suddenly shut down.
Yeah.
And they needed to figure out suddenly how to get home, how to do what, if they were being stranded, what next, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you can do your research ahead of time will prevent you from becoming frightened or unsure. And in that space, possibly not making the best decision for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that I would recommend that people do if they're considering it.
Okay, Julie. So how much do you plan in advance? And how much do you leave up to spontaneity?
Ooh, great question. I'm a big fan of having a clear structure so you know ultimately where your key destinations are going to be.
Yeah.
And say you want to visit three places during your solo trip. Mm-hmm. Know exactly where all of the locations are that you're staying, how you're getting from one place to another, and be prepared for the unexpected surprises that could have you changing your plans, right? Yeah. Find out what it means if you have to suddenly change your plans because you've struck up a conversation with somebody on the street. They end up inviting you to have dinner with their family. They then talk about a cousin they know and, oh, you need to meet so-and-so, right? And it's really incredible how being able to surrender to the adventure can easily happen while you still have that structure and know that, okay, these are my home bases, right?
Yeah.
I know how to get there whenever I need to. And then you can just see how it all unfolds between them.
Yeah. Okay, Julissa, how do we stay safe in a new environment or in a new place?
Well, again, I think it takes some research ahead of time, right? What are other people saying about being in that particular location? You can look up crime statistics if you need to, right? But you can also reach out and there are ways to talk to people in other places, right? And say, what's your experience, right? There are lots of sites online where you can go into discussion rooms, right? You can post things on social media, right? And it's really good to, it's good to have that personal story. Yeah. So you know things like, okay, after a certain time, maybe you should think about staying in, right?
Yeah.
Or this is when everybody is out in the nightclubs and whatnot, right? And so have fun, but then make sure. I remember years ago, Amsterdam was not the safest place in the, at night.
Yeah.
I think things have really changed and improved, but 30 years ago, it wasn't advised that anybody traveling alone was walking on the streets at night. You know, I had a family member who was actually mugged in that same situation, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's good that he knew how to get a hold of the embassy because they took his passport, right? And he had to figure out how to get a new one, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be smart. And I believe that you get to really trust your gut, right? Pay attention to what intuition is telling you, right? If something doesn't feel right, know that that's important, right? Don't keep going if your gut says,
read a lot.
Yeah, not another step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So is there a specific age or age group that you would recommend for solo traveling?
Great question. I think that you really can at any adult age, and I say in particular. Children under 18, there are a lot of places where they can't go without their parents, right? And so I would not advise it unless there is a very clear way for that to happen. When my son was 13, he went abroad, but he went with a program that was very reputable, had been around for 50 years, right?
Wow. Yeah.
That was safe. Absolutely. They traveled in groups. They had adult chaperones, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't at all want him to have gone by himself someplace at that age, right?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fan of young adults getting out there and taking advantage of that freedom that they have, say before they get that job outside of college, right? And before they settle down, right? Yeah. There's so much freedom with that young adult phase.
Yeah.
And it's a time when we still have that sense of adventure and almost that sense that we're untouchable, right? And that's, how we get in trouble at the same time too. But yet there's that really beautiful spirit of
that
I can do anything, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you deal with loneliness when you travel alone?
Oh, I know people, so I really believe that it's more of a state of mind. And I believe that one can be a solo traveler and never get lonely, right? And I really think that speaks to a frame of mind, right? And a willingness to be with yourself when there is nobody else around. But know that when we have nothing else around us but ourselves to be with, for some people that could be pretty scary, but for others it can be a really deeply moving time, right? Where we come to know ourselves even better than ever before. We come to trust ourselves, right? There's confidence that can come from that, and a deep appreciation for our gifts, right? And that's a beautiful experience that anybody can have. And solo traveling is a beautiful way to actually have that experience, right?
Yeah.
And when we're traveling without a loved one, we're going to put ourselves out there more, right? As human beings, we love connection, right?
Yeah.
And so the opportunity to simply reach out and say, hey, I'm traveling solo. You know, I've just arrived, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure any stranger, you know, on the street would say, oh, welcome. And, you know, if you really are curious about this, right?
Yeah.
Go here, make sure you visit this, right? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, just come and hang out with me and my cousin, right? Mm-hmm. You never know, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the unexpected when you just extend your hand and say hello to somebody, right?
Yeah. Okay, so Julie, before we go, do you have any other travel tip or advice for the listeners?
I think making sure that we're safe, right? That's the number one.
Yes.
Allowing for adventure and spontaneity to happen, but to also know what are those key places where you know you can land when you need to, right? So you know the framework, and in the middle of that, just go for it, right? Be courageous and be bold and put yourself out there. You never know what you're going to experience, and you will absolutely be transformed.
Yes. Thank you so much, the retreat goddess. I'm so much grateful that you're on the show today. We've reached the end of the show. Thank you all for listening and tuning in, and I hope you solo travel one of these days. Thank you so much. Is your girl just
thank you.